This is Baseball History Daily, and I'm Tom, a baseball nostalgia enthusiast, and I'm just here to bring you a few minutes about today in baseball history. And here's my co-host Robin to jump into today's highlights.
August 1st, 1994, Cal Ripken Jr. of the Baltimore Orioles becomes the second major leaguer to play in 2,000 consecutive games, joining Lou Gehrig in the exclusive club. Ripken goes hitless in four at-bats as the Orioles defeat the Minnesota Twins 1-0. August 1st, 1982, the Major League's all-time home run king is inducted into the Hall of Fame. Hank Aaron, who hit 755 home runs to eclipse Babe Ruth's record, is joined by playing greats Frank Robinson and Travis Jackson and former commissioner Happy Chandler. August 1st, 1978, the hitting streak of Cincinnati Red star Pete Rose ends at 44 games. Rose goes 0-for-4 in the Reds' 16-4 loss to the Atlanta Braves. Rose's 44-game streak sets a new modern-day National League record, surpassing the 37-game streak of Tommy Holmes. August 1st, 1972, Nate Colbert of the San Diego Padres sets a major league record by driving in 12 runs during a doubleheader sweep of the Atlanta Braves. Colbert also ties a doubleheader record by clubbing 5 home runs. In a remarkable coincidence, Colbert attended a game at Sportsman Park in 1954 when Hall of Famer Stan Musial also hit 5 home runs in a doubleheader. August 1st, 1945, Mel Ott of the New York Giants rips the 500th home run of his career. Ott, who ranks third on the all-time list at the time, will finish his career with 511 home runs. Born today, August 1st, 1865, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, future Hall of Famer Frank Grant is born. Often regarded as the greatest black ball player of the 19th century, Grant played all positions but excelled at second base, where his speed, range, and acrobatic plays impressed all observers. He was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2006. That was August 1st, this day in baseball.
Our extensive collection of radio broadcasts captures the game's most iconic moments. They are retold to you by those who lived it. These broadcasts narrate more than just the game. They paint a vivid picture of the era and the legends that shaped it. Have a quick listen.
Brought to you direct from Comiskey Park.
Speaking to you from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.
This is Ernie Harwell at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. We're at Maven Field.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. Today we're out at the Polo Ground, that historic old home of the New York Giants, nestled in the lee of Coogan's Bluff on the island of Manhattan.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ralph Kiner. Welcome to another big league game from Houston, Texas, here at Colt Stadium.
And now good afternoon, everyone, to baseball fans everywhere. This is Bill Slater with Al Helfer and Bill Corum greeting you from Brick Stadium in Detroit.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Sportsman Park.
Welcome you to another baseball broadcast brought to you direct from Wrigley Field.
Well, it's another beautiful day here in Yankee Stadium.
This is Vin Scully, along with Jerry Doggett and Al Helfer, inviting you to stay with us now.
Excited to start listening to some of these games? Just come on over to members.thisdayinbaseball.com and join us today. As we wrap up today's show, thank you, Robin, for today's highlights. You can find her for voiceover work at robinsays.com. And if you enjoy the podcast, please help me out and do one of three things. Follow, subscribe this podcast, and leave a review. It really helps. Share us with your baseball friends. Let them know about us. Or jump over to members.thisdayinbaseball.com. Join our email list, community, and our family of baseball podcasts.